Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding my Sashayin Daf Mem Aleph from the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. In the previous shiur, we got to six lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph to conclude the previous sugya. But the word it mentioned in the previous sugya, that if you have a Isha who wants to go and accept a get, she can make a shliach to accept a get. And the shliach will work on her behalf. And if he accepts the get, now the husband cannot come and mevatel the get, because the shliach is the extension of the isha. And as long as the husband is not protesting and saying, that's not what I want, the shliach is considered to be an extension of the isha, and the minute is given to the hands of the shliach, the get is chal. So says the Gemara, Ezra bo kamir amanu, afle hinir matona came, is it true also regarding a gift? Could a person make a shliach to say, okay, I want you to accept the gift on my behalf? And if the shliach goes to the giver of the matana, and the giver gives the matana to the shliach, the minute he receives it, the giver cannot change his mind. Do we say such a thing? And the one understands that for sure we don't say it. Why? Because I can't make a shliach at something which is not mine. Shlichus is only something that I own it. I can do a shliach for it. But my matana has nothing to do with me. If the giver wants to give it, he can give it. I can't make a shliach on something that I have no shaykhs to. So why by get can the isha make a shliach to receive the get? Omelei tamana toro zichto oiso begito. V'yoyso shliach lekabel dovo shu shelo. By a get, the Torah gave her the right to accept the get. So the Torah did give her some ownership in the get. So she can have a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. But Don't equate it to matana. The matana, it's not his. The mikal matana has no sheikh as the matana. So therefore, there he can't make a shliach to accept the matana. Continues the Gemara in the Vimalav Mud Beis. I'll bring you right to this. If one says, I want to give a gift to my friend, and then he changes his mind, he can change his mind. So the receiver has no bailu, has no ownership in the gift until it comes to his hand. So therefore he can't do shliach to receive the gift. Says the Gemara, Kam Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi. Yosi met Yaakov bar Zavdi. Omer ve'hainu hin tzedek. It says in the pasuk, hin tzedek, your hand should be tzedek. When you say something, you should keep your word. How can you say so clearly that a person could change his mind and give him a gift? What about hin tzedek? He said he'll give the gift, he has to keep his word. Says the Gemara, it was Hin Tzedek. When he said it, he actually meant it. He meant to give a gift. He changed his mind later. That's not a lie. When we're saying Hin Tzedek means, don't say something that you don't mean. Don't say, I'm going to give it, and you're not intending to give it. But if in the beginning he didn't want to give the gift, and that was his intention, then he changed his mind, that's not a violation of Hin Tzedek. Halacha Hei Zok the Mishnah. Hamaniach Isur, one takes a coin, which is called an Isur. For this mission, we need to know that the Isur, there's two Isurim in one Pudyon. Meaning every Pudyon has two Isurim. So he takes one Isur. He says, this money, I'm going to use it to redeem on it my Sesheni. I'll take fruits of my Sesheni and redeem it on this Isur. And he ate half an Isur of my Sesheni. He redeemed it on half an Isur. So right now, that coin that he has at home, half of it is my Sesheni already, but half of it is not yet. He still has half a coin chulin. Now he went to a different place, and now he can buy with the money, with the Isur, fruits that are worth a pundyoin. In that location, the fruits are very cheap. So you can buy with the Isur fruits worth a pundyoin, which is double, which is two Isur. Oichel alav oid Isur. Meaning, he already used half of this coin before he went to the new place. So how much do you have left on the coin? Only half. Now he goes to a new place. Now this coin, you could buy double. But only half is left. So you double the half. So if I had originally one Isur, which is worth a pudyoin, half of it is gone. So what I have left is half a pudyoin, which is an Isur. So at the end of the day, he's going to be able to eat my sesheni on this coin, an Isur and a half. Half originally, and an Isur on the second half. Mishnah continues now with the opposite case. Hamaniach pundyoin. Someone puts a pundyoin. So he puts, which is two yisarim, to be able to redeem my sesheni on it. The ocho alav chetzoi, he eats 1/2, meaning he eats a worth yisar of fruits of my sesheni and redeems it on this coin. So half of the coin is kadosh, half of the coin is holy. The holoch lemokom acher, now he went somewhere else. Very yoytze beisar, now went down in value. Now with this coin you could buy only one yisar. Oy chel alav oyd plag. You still have half a Yisr left. Because this coin, half of it was used. The other half was not used. So originally the half was worth a Yisr. And the other half was worth another Yisr. Now it went down in values. So what is the other half worth? Half a Yisr. So explain to Rebbe Chaim, what's the Chiddush? I would think this coin right now is worth a Yisr. And I already ate my Sesheni worth a Yisr. So it's already done. Chiddush says no. When I ate the my Sesheni worth a Yisr, that was worth only half of this coin. Now the coin went down in value. So I'm looking at the coin right now. I'm looking, okay, right now I have half a coin still left. Half a coin is worth half a Yisr. So in total, in this case as well, how much price of Sheni will you redeem in this coin? An Yisr and a half. The first Yisr in the first half when it was worth 2, and half a Yisr on the second half when it was worth only 1. The next part of the Mishnah is a little complicated, so we'll be mitzarif that to the next half, which is very short. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Mem Aleph.